This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I mean, sorry, but like, isn't this so us? Like, is this
I was kind of thinking that exactly.
Like, this is so us. And look, even the way we're sitting, it's like so perfectly, completely us. And like,
it's a very us moment.
To take something like this, which could be,
it's giving us vibes.
Oh, it is serving us. Mm-hmm. No, it's giving us, and also, it's an us moment. But this situation, obviously, that could be adversarial,
sure,
contentious,
yes,
and for us to say, well, let's make a podcast
come
out of it.
On.
I think there's content here.
Yes.
You
let's
know?
Talk about
like,
it.
Let's just have it all out in the open. I mean, we're so big on translucency here.
Yes.
And just to say, like, hey, man, like, why don't you find out how the sausage gets made? Because this comes up every now and then. Like, there's so many podcasts. There's so many shows. Like, people are going to step on each other's toes.
Yeah.
There's going to be overlap. And
you just
then
sent a text,
you just sort
Ben,
through it.
I noticed.
No, I put it on Slate.
Because a lot of typing.
I would just get
choosing
the wrong thing.
Nervous.
I'm deeply into this, the two couples.
We just want to make sure for that.
Exactly.
We all our phones are in view. You notice we're not texting at all. We're not communicating with each other except on the microphone.
And no other advisors, no sort of like counsel. I think we agreed that this was going to be cleanest if we did it just together as
we
got
to get to the bottom of things. I mean,
no, we do. We do. Ben and Ione are here.
I brought my therapist, so I thought we could. Because while we're sitting in these couches, but I don't know, it'd be just us.
Have them circle, if they could just be circling.
Yeah, the parking is bad, but we'll circle. That's fine.
But let's get out in front of like the positive, which is like, we're aware of the show. You know, obviously we're fans. We love the idea.
Yeah.
You know, one is more familiar with embracing the weirdness of your kind of couple dynamic.
Yes.
My hand is out here for you to kind of take it.
We've been doing this for a few years now.
No one's more aware of it than we are.
Yes, and you notice he missed the handhold first time.
But
you can feel the breeze from the missed handhold.
But we're clumsy, we're awkward. That's like the weirdness of our thing. And so, and there's room in the space to have more than one show that explores that.
Yeah.
A lot of room at the top. But we actually, we consider ourselves students. We're here at the feet of the masters.
Oh, that's very good.
I mean, we are Johnny come latelys to the pod game. We know that.
We did. Yes, we have been around for longer. That's part of why it's even, you know, a conversation needs to be had. That's
speaking
so
of
funny.
Weird, that's what's so kind of weird about
that
it.
That was weird to me to say, oh, I think we kind of do that. And they're doing it, which is like cool. I mean, that's like actually flattering. But just to, I mean, what do we, it's, I mean, is it an arbitration? I think like where we're just going to kind of figure out how to like be able to.
It's a margin call.
Because we have to move
Peace
forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I want both shows to succeed. And I want them to succeed independently without us kind of butting heads all the time and like hating each other and like being pissed off every time. You know?
I consider that you guys are like Lil' Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you know, another generation coming, whether it's Nicki Minaj, you go further down, you know, whatever. We're, you know, and we are, I think it succeeds for multiple generations if rather than feeling threatened, you take us under your wing, that we're proteges of sorts. We get the cosign.
Right. Or we stop. Mm-hmm.
One of us
or you
stops.
Stop.
You
That's
stop.
The other
yes.
way.
Yeah.
That's or the other
just,
way to
or,
think
and
about
one of
we
us
could,
wins,
yeah.
one of us loses, and like we just, one of them just stops.
But wouldn't it have been exciting if when Nicki had first emerged, because I do feel like it's a good example that Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, both great artists,
yeah,
both incredibly creative, but if Lil' Kim had said, like, maybe I talk about, and give an example of, like, one of her lyrics.
Like about sex, do you mean? Maybe
she goes, maybe I talk about, okay, maybe I
maybe
talk
I cover
about
the sex,
this yeah. realm of sex,
right?
And you explore this one, and then we each have our own lane,
draw the
don't
line
we?
At the yes. belly button,
and it would force those kind of boundaries, force creativity, right?
Or a vertical division,
yeah,
so to make sure we don't,
like
cut
yeah,
our
or front and back,
topics.
Yeah, we just, yeah,
yeah. And I think that's right. like then again, now with Nicki and what's happened
right
with Megan
left,
the Stallion,
that's how I want to split it.
Okay.
Right and left. You talk mm-hmm. about everything going on the right side.
Mm-hmm. Right wing sex and left wing sex.
I talk about the left. The
that'd
left
be interesting.
Stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Okay. It's just the one side. Yeah.
Cool.
And that invites like such vivid, specific yes. details. If every
two very
Nicki
rich
Minaj
areas.
Song was only about like the just the right side of an anaconda or just only a right butt cheek or.
Yeah,
did he? I like. I mean, this is something she talks about. She raps about. This.
She actually has talked about this.
Yeah,
yes.
that's not.
So that's
I'm
not. He's not just like inventing that.
Do you know
not,
that like, in Tantra, there's like the right-handed path and the left-handed path?
So this is something we talk about a lot.
That's
on
ours.
The show.
That's
so
ours. We will talk about. That'll be ours.
We'd really love if other podcasts are not talking about that.
Tantra stuff has been that's sort of established as like that's our home turf.
Yeah.
So. I do know that, and listeners will know that I know that. And
so
it'll
talk
be
about
you, for you to
talk about the show.
Our show,
just tell us about the show. I mean, plug your show.
Yes.
It's you know got an audience here.
Plug your show, babe.
Me plug the show.
Not me plugging the show.
Yeah, I mean we have less of a theme than you. We have nothing. We're the Seinfeld. We have nothing.
We
have no concept.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah, that's kind of us.
Sort of
it's no
well,
idea.
Yeah.
That's
there's
a little
no
bit.
There's no idea. So.
But, I'll tell you, our thing, our lifestyle is more aspirational than yours. I feel for the listeners.
I don't know, though. Also, you look like a cool surfer, but you're from the East Coast. It's like, everything's hitting.
Everything
well,
yeah.
Hitting,
it's like
yes.
some sort of cognitive dissonance.
Everything
there.
Is hitting both
he's,
different
you can't
and
pin him
the
down.
Same.
Yeah.
You're working with the you're like the Australian of the pair. You're working with a more Australian.
Yes,
Australian.
And that is also something that was yeah, sort yeah, of ours.
We
is
talk
having,
about that. One of us is
someone
Australian,
who is not, not
one of us is less
officially
so.
Australian, but is culturally and every other way.
Yeah.
I'm Australian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our pod is we fight a little.
Sorry, we talked a lot about what he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. No, yeah. I mean,
do me.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do you. Let's do you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting.
Let's read. Let's read.
Okay, I'm getting. We have a friend who is an amazing aspiring actor and personal trainer.
Yes.
And I think that. PT actor crossover is
yes.
like you could dominate
yes.
that shit.
Actor,
yes.
but like
yes.
not weak.
Not working, but also is working out.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and smarter than you look.
Yes. Like, yes. Fucking yes, dude. Oh. But anyway, your show.
So yeah, we
had to get that.
No, so
out of the way.
Yeah, our podcast is, I think a lot of people like marriage, you know, without sounding like a family values politician or something, marriage is something people have become increasingly, I think, skeptical about. Mm. And we are two artists who we're not.
We know
yes,
about that.
Yeah. There, yeah. Sometimes even us.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
we
yeah.
even are sometimes skeptical.
No one was putting bets on our relationship to survive. Put it that way. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, so. So I think people get some comfort in just watching two like artistic people who are quite odd in their own right, kind of making it work together, much like you guys.
Strange.
You know? Yeah,
but
yeah.
Are, birds, yes, flock together.
But are they getting pleasure out of it because they, even though they lost money on it, is what you're saying?
Wait, who lost money?
Well, you're saying you no one said, was betting on
oh,
the
yeah,
relationship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do remember someone very specifically on Twitter saying, I give these guys 6 months when we got married. Mm-hmm. And I... I honestly
was there a hashtag? Did you search the hashtag? What was the hashtag?
No, but yeah. It was enough.
You didn't have a hashtag at all?
Look, that mm-hmm. was all the motivation I needed to keep the marriage healthy. I was like, I am going to prove this one Twitter mm-hmm. user wrong.
No, I mean, some of the strongest relationships are built on spite, competition.
Yeah.
Against anonymous social media users. Absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. No, I mean, you know, you get motivated by the haters. I think... what did somebody say when we first started the podcast? They were like, I bet these guys aren't even going to do 5 months like of episodes.
Very similar. Yeah.
Yeah, a little long. Even worse. Yeah. A little even harsher.
Yeah.
They said. And look at us. We're going for how long is the marriage now?
Well, we're like, what, 15 years or something? Mm-hmm. But I feel like
that's
a podcast.
Us too. That's,
yeah. No, I feel like five, like, yeah. You guys are what, 10 seasons in?
The marriage?
Yeah, we don't look at it in seasons.
No.
No, whatever. Yeah. 10.
So much is like...
But what, 5 years you've been doing it?
Like about? 10 years.
10 years.
11 years. 11
years of recording and then another 5 years of us being having done it anyway.
I mean, 10 years of podcasting is mm-hmm. worth like 20 years of marriage. I think keeping a podcast together is arguably has a lower success rate than marriages even.
I appreciate you saying that because a lot of people have tried to make the opposite argument that our podcast is a less sacred bond than their marriage. And
because
you to come
like
in and say,
of,
this is more impressive,
yes,
this is
this
stronger,
piece of
this
paper,
is more important, that puts us in a good
tax
place.
Arrangement, like for money mm-hmm. is like somehow is like more meaningful. Mm. Than actually sitting and talking to each other and being filmed.
Did your guys' parents approve of each other?
So,
not at first. Not at first. It was not an easy, you know, I kind of put my foot in my mouth a little bit with the folks.
His parent, I mean, like, and I was so nervous too because
I was freaking out.
You have a little milk the cat moment or something?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, thank God I didn't say that. That's so fucking crazy. That is like why your show works. Like, milk the cat moment. No.
What is that though?
Yes, I'm like, I didn't even want to ask.
What, like,
what are you
is that
what,
De Niro?
Talking about?
Yeah, what is
no,
that?
No, no, no.
De Niro.
Okay, meet the Faulkner. Yeah. Wait, was that
I didn't meet
De Niro?
The,
okay.
meet the
Faulkner.
Faulkner. Yeah. Yes, right.
It's already, okay. but the joke has been given and they, too much airtime.
And they did that? And
they did that? They did that. There was a moment.
They did that? Okay.
There was a reference to it, to milking a cat.
They did that?
Yeah.
No. No, I was just swearing a lot. I was swearing at his dad. Like, I don't know why.
He was scared when he gets like, scared. He's,
and I get scared. I get very aggressive. And I just was like, and, you know, and saying, I think, just going like, let's dive right into like some like religion politics stuff and just like taking big swings like stuff I don't know anything about that shit, you know, but I hear stuff, so I was just going like, how about this, and then really tripling down on some I guess controversial ideas.
I did mushrooms with her family the first day I met them. It was
wow,
good bonding.
I don't know what I was I doing? I don't think I was doing
mushrooms
for some reason. Yeah.
My position essentially was that
my mom
that Jesus took the longest piss ever in recorded history, like while he was in human form walking on the earth. Like that would have to be true, right? Because this is a person who has you know, all of the sacred celestial powers of like the Almighty, and so you're telling me you could take a longer piss than Jesus, God's son? So I was really like hitting that hard. Like I was just like, you know, like, Tom, what's the longest leak you ever fucking drained out? And then as soon as he starts to answer, I was like, Jesus, topped that by a damn sight. And it started to just get really fiery, and I don't know why I cared, you know. I still think I'm right, by the way, which is like part of what
he
also,
never actually weighed in on whether or not you were right.
That's
as
true.
I recall. He
that's
never
true.
He never
that's
took a true. Position on whether or not that was correct.
Yeah, that's right. That's
didn't
right.
really want to engage with it. I guess maybe he
tried to move on a few times, which I took as like dodging it, like kind of and like basically disagreeing and saying that no, he had.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened when you took
mushrooms?
Wait,
hang on a second. So you were saying Jesus took the longest piss, and your dad was saying no, he had the longest piss.
That, I mean,
no, my dad. Like, that's what he was kind of expecting.
Oh, okay.
My dad was prepared
to answer the longest piss he ever leaked out. Like he did contribute that. I didn't expect him to have an answer so quickly.
He knew, yeah.
But he did know. But then
I guess he had he was was he stuck in a cab ride in traffic
on the way from Disneyland or something? That's a long ride.
That's exactly that's exactly.
Okay, so you
that happened to you too?
Yeah.
The but cab, the
but
cab
Jesus
from Disneyland
was longer than yours Disneyland. As well.
Yeah, that
no
had
offense.
To be longer.
I mean,
my dad like traumatized my relationship to urination. When I was a young boy, he told me that we were staying in a holiday house with really thin walls. Mm-hmm. So you could hear everybody.
Was that holiday Halloween?
No, like what? No, holiday, well, like, no, a house, like a vacation. Like,
think about that kind of house.
Which one was it?
I've been in some holiday houses that are Halloween themed, and they are freaky. I wouldn't want to stay in there. I usually just walk through, and then you go out.
Oh, yeah, no. This was like the Australian holiday, kangaroos around the outside and everything. And,
okay.
But he told us that you could judge a man, the size of a man's ego, based on if he urinated directly into the water in a toilet,
okay,
so everyone could hear them, or if they protected everyone's experience by peeing against the side.
And this is what I've been saying. I've been saying, like, no ego, get it all over.
So Ben does something when he's done peeing. He karate chops. You know the last thing a guy does, tap. The
Some people shake.
I wonder.
Some people shake it. Oh no! It shouldn't have done that.
Discipline.
I just want to like let it know. What you just did was wrong.
This is not going to happen again. You will never do that to me again. You know.
So yeah, I wonder if that happened in that moment.
Do you know another weird thing I do when I pee? I spit in the toilet.
Why?
Every time, or in the urinal.
That's ours. We talk about that.
Before I pee. Yeah, and it's that. Almost like that's I'm just like testing for depth or something.
I didn't know that.
It's like, I don't know. It's
maybe
weird.
Maybe you're superstitious.
Yeah.
I also did mushroom when I first
one mushroom
met his dad.
Did mushroom.
He had an enormous portobello.
One mushroom.
It did mushroom.
And at the time I thought, his dad can be a little intimidating. I don't think he means to, but
no,
he can be
it's
a little
not. That's the thing, is it feels like he's doing it on purpose, but it is just his bearing. You know, he has very severe brow and like big booming voice,
and he runs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So like
brass knuckles
in the house. Yeah. Like when he's like going to get something, he is like straight up booking
with no warning. He'll just suddenly spring up from the table and just sprint really hard, like right at you, and like reach over your head, so it's a little bit, and I'm so used to it, but it can be like disconcerting.
Yes. And so I did mushroom. I'd been doing some research in this area at the time, and like the properties of these natural ingredients, because I thought I was trying to become like bigger, like huger. Like I thought it was going to make
bigger
me like
than my dad.
Grow in a way so I could be like bigger than his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, were we to just start like grappling or something like that, I would be able to like jump
at
on
at least
him
have a size advantage where he could get Wonderland on top of him and be hard to move off. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
From that song.
Which song?
Jefferson
Airplane.
Jefferson
Mushroom. One mushroom makes you huger. And the other mushroom helps you fight his dad. And I guess that one helps you fight the dad.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, you guys are looking at these power dynamics in an adversarial manner, because
we said that we weren't
early on. And I feel like I thought we were all kind of talking about like, look how far we've come. Like we've grown up a lot, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we are feeling, because others have entered this space, that we need to step things up a little bit, get into, like, do we need to make it more official? Is this piece of paper, like, what it takes to, like, become a real couple podcast?
Like, yeah.
Like an LLC? What piece of paper?
So,
for no, us to join. We're like, joining just like, together.
Yeah, yeah, because I think that...
A loving lads contract.
Mm-hmm. That's good. LLC. Yes. That's what,
mm-hmm. That's right.
A loving mm-hmm. lads contract.
Oh, it does stand for... That does actually say LLC, too. That's so crazy. That actually did...
It's okay.
So funny. That actually did...
Yeah, we're now moving LLC. Forward calling all yes. LLCs loving
I'm
lads
having
contract.
No milk the cat moment. I am. This is crazy to me.
And so we're getting married. Like, sure, we'll get married. You want us to get, like, if you want us to get married, we will get married. Like, honestly, whatever. To,
I don't care.
Like,
I've already done the harder part, which is keep a podcast going for 10 years.
Yeah.
What's your worst? Harder. Have you guys had, like, real fights?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wait, like,
where
getting...
it seemed like it would fall
he
apart?
He stomped on my chest while I was asleep. Stomped it. He said, and then he said there was, what did you say was on me? A scorpion?
There.
You were camping.
So, we built a
fort. I don't know if that's,
it's sort of a glamping thing. Like, we were sleeping like in a house, in our mm-hmm. house.
Yeah. But we had made like a fort, like a tent. Like, it was a sheet and pillows. And it was so, yeah. I mean, it was, and we were pretending, that there was, a fire, you know, obviously we're not allowed to do that inside anymore.
Your wife said that.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, yes, you can be married and have other wives.
Of course we have wives. You know what I mean?
That's how much we love adults. Being married. Like, I don't understand. Like, if you're doing a podcast about being married and, like, but you can't have wives somewhere else, like, what, like, what?
It's just a funny...
Explain
like,
that to me.
It's like, if someone was going to perform surgery on you, I'm not wishing that on anyone here, but you would probably want someone who had done it before, maybe someone who did it a lot. But now if we want to get married...
Yes.
If we've done that before, that's not allowed.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like... Don't you want someone getting married who has experience being married and is maybe even doing it every day? Like, that to me is just like, I'm not sure I get the math.
Oh, I have a podcast about movies where, like, I love movies so much, I talk about them. Oh, what movies do you talk about? Oh, just Primal Fear. That's the only movie I talk about.
Just one,
I'm not allowed to talk about any other movies. Well, that is honestly what we're saying when we say, like, it's weird to... do a podcast about being married to each other.
Like,
but
the Doughboys only covered Panera.
I mean, like...
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what cult leaders are really good at that. Like, they...
Talk about
They basically
this.
Say
Talk
they're so this. Good at love. They have so much love that to limit themselves to only one partner would be... It would be like, you know, withholding from the world.
This is your show.
I mean, this is what like polyamorous people I think talk about too. They just have so much to give.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you guys have always had a monogamous.
I feel like you're sort of throwing something out there, right? So this is what
we open things up a little bit.
Did I just pick that? He just like tossed that out there a little bit.
Yeah. It's, like,
it's called grooming. Geez,
it kind of sounds like
merger.
The idea you're talking about reminds me of some stuff I've heard about polyamorous.
It's a polyquad, you know?
merging our audiences potentially. We already got like 4 mics, like the cameras are already set up. It's like
it
just feels like I mean
that's the
rising tide.
You guys
how,
do
how,
well like, so this is what we have to figure out. So like,
I
whose
feel
show,
like I'm
whose show
I'm,
is it
I'm gaining a lot in this scenario. More than you guys.
What, you're assuming the attention would be on you?
I hope.
I mean, it's very self-involved. Like, maybe one of us would be the baby in the polyquad.
You're
the
being
baby.
An egomaniac.
Am I the baby or the mom?
Every polyquad has to have a baby.
That's how it works?
I heard that, though. I heard Courtney Love talking about threesomes once in the 90s. I'll never forget, in, like, NME. She said, you know how every threesome has a baby? And okay. I was like, whoa, that's like some wild sexual power.
Wow,
because
someone is crying. I mean, that's what,
what yeah, that's what she's like,
all the experiences. At least one person is crying, and maybe more than one, but I don't know, because the one person who's crying is crying so loud they don't know if anyone else is or not. But that is how it's gone down. Yeah.
You guys record in chairs.
We do.
Okay.
Why do like, I look?
Does
I don't
work?
Look like I know how to.
What do you mean, as opposed to couches?
We record in a Chevin style chair.
Okay.
You know, like,
okay.
You know, gaming chairs. I don't
but
know.
We
they
have
cheap.
A network in some of our babies.
Wait a second. You saved on chairs. Hang on. Let's not blow by this. He's saying the chairs were cheap.
The chairs were cheap, but some of they are our favorite people on the network.
We produce a podcast called Subtle Urban Sex Appeal.
And we
they,
put them
they're
on
couch,
a...
They're on a couch. They're on they a couch. We keep it varied. That's really the strength of our network.
A
the
gaming ability to couch.
If you guys are with... fancier, you've got it all. Ours is DIY, but with a musician who knows, you know, the technical side. Uh-huh. So it sounds good, but, you know, we're in
Well,
filth.
Our cables aren't hidden. You know what I mean? We're that type of podcast. We're like, we're constantly moving the cables and it's like a nightmare. You know?
Our thing is DIY as well.
Yeah?
Doing it yearly.
Ooh.
Don't let a single year go by.
Every year.
Every fucking year. We don't miss one.
No leap year.
That's our promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, leap year we skip. Yeah.
Yesterday. That was yesterday.
Yeah. Leap day was yesterday.
Leap day.
Leap year is the whole damn year.
We really are sorting
things out. I didn't graduate high school. I'm a little intimidated. We've got a Latin tutor over here.
Latin tutor over
if
here.
If only I had you,
we got
I
me.
Could have graduated.
Yeah, we got me smarter than I look.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So do you guys...
Do you?
Like, it's a marriage show. Like, we all do...
It's not a marriage show.
When?
Why are you saying it's a marriage
show? Well,
when I asked what was going on with the show, my dude over here explained that, like, people were taking the short position on your marriage and that the podcast is essentially PR.
We're bragging about how well we're doing.
It's PR for the marriage. You're saying it's still here. It's a big fuck you. It's a big middle finger to internet culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the Gracie Allen and he's the George Burns or something. Like, that's what sort of happened. I'm the kind of ethereal, out of it person.
I'm extremely young.
There were a couple who were comedic couple back in the day when people did those radio shows, the live performances, you know, those kinds of things. So I don't know. We thought it would be fun. Well, we started a variety show in Australia and I found a postcard that said, "Let's be weird together," which is a dumb postcard. Mm-hmm. But I gave it to Ben on Valentine's Day or something. But simultaneously, we're doing this variety show sort of Largo style in Australia. It was really good. And we were doing skits. I'm not good at skits, but we were doing them.
You did an incredible PowerPoint presentation on the comedy of Rodney Rood.
Who's this very un-PC...
filthy Australian comic from the...
Like, okay.
We do, we talk about stuff.
Yeah. Rodney Rood. Yeah. But I did a... So the whole shtick was that I would have to get into the country and get to stay in Australia, I have to do this PowerPoint on something Australian. And it went really well.
I'll tell you, the reading...
But
I
The scared.
Reading I only did of Saturday Night at the Motherfuckers Ball and followed up by Hey Santa, You Cunt... People were moved.
These are all Rodney Rood.
These are Rodney Rood pieces. Okay. They're pieces.
Yes.
They do sound rude. Yeah. Santa, you C word.
Yeah.
So, I'm familiar with some of the, I don't know the Austria. Every country has their Rodney Rood. Yeah. Mexico has Sergio Susio, who I'm more familiar with.
Do a deep dive on this.
It's like Dice here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but exactly. Even less, like it sounds like you're the one from Mexico is more in the same. This Rodney Rood was
bad.
Andrew Dice Clay looks like, you know, I don't even know.
Well, Andrew Dice Clay had Rick Rubin on his side. There was some kind of like cultural relevancy in pop culture. Rodney Rood was always a true outsider. It was like real
popular,
suburban
and like 25 albums, you know.
Wow.
Each one better than the last.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you guys like kiss on the show? And stuff?
Are you like making out? You know, or like
kiss before the show? Yeah. Like, what do you? Like,
that's what's the kiss
schedule with the show? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
No, but we do a lot of name dropping. We got criticized, which you guys are great name droppers too. Like,
pro name dropping.
Oh, totally.
Well, what are we going to do? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to hold all these names, you know? Like, come on. It's basically like that's what we have them for.
To me, it's just like I'm just talking about like my actual experiences. Like, I don't know? Like if that's name dropping.
Yeah, it's not really name dropping.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like you it talk about your friends. To be like, just everybody. We know.
I gotta keep it a fucking secret.
Yeah. What am I gonna be like? Who is the actor who had all his friends from his childhood and it was like, not De Niro, somebody like that.
What
like,
do you mean?
I'm not gonna do that. They were a movie star, the but they kept their friends from their
before.
Childhood.
That was the guy from before.
De Niro was the same guy.
Milking Juice the cat.
Yes.
But he also.
He did that.
He kept his old friends from the neighborhood.
No, it's like Mark Wahlberg or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep my old friends from the neighborhood.
This is your neighborhood. Yeah.
Well, I did. Mm-hmm. I grew up pretty near here.
Oh, okay. So you were into our stuff back then, probably too. Huh?
Yeah. This has got to be kind of a
you made your way in here. Moment. Holy shit!
I know this
Jesus
neighborhood.
Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
To just be like
started just looking up
little
at the marquee
kid outside,
outside
the gates. Yeah. Just look at our poster painted
one day
on
my
there.
Name will be up there. Yeah. You know,
I'm gonna have four parking spots for myself.
I know the parking here is just it is truly a marker of success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I mean that was really the big thing that got us in here. Obviously we don't always get the parking. A lot of times Kevin takes the parking spot and then texts us that there's no parking spots left. But
so
y'all
you don't,
are in
so,
there.
So you don't kiss.
We don't do
we haven't kissed on the podcast.
You hold I love kissing. In marriage you can forget kissing. We do everything else, but sometimes I'm like, we haven't kissed in a while. But as
we used to do for a long time, Sean and I would hold both hands and be like cheek to cheek during the show.
Yeah.
And it was
we
cute,
only had one
like,
mic as well.
Yeah,
so
only one mic and
to, yeah.
like yeah. But it,
when
like
we started,
before you could afford the two.
Kind
of hurt. That's
so
sweet.
No,
it hurt. Salad
true.
Days.
It does.
It felt
yeah,
sweet, but like your neck really hurts. It's like an hour plus of that.
And
sometimes.
One of us like, and it wasn't always the same, but it was like one of us was always sopping wet and the other one was bone dry.
Yes.
And so your
switch.
Cheek would kind of stick or one would, cheek would be scratchy and the other one would feel
and
kind of
gooey.
And we'd
tip over really fast. Oh. Like, we ended up having to kind of do it on our sides.
Yeah.
And just like bring down the mic because we would just tip over so quickly. It'd be impossible to figure out who was the one like it was like a Ouija board type where like something got in some spirit got in us and
did
we
you have
like,
to put your arms
over.
Around each other to like that
no our
help.
Hands are we're holding
oh, right.
sorry
holding
I don't
hands.
I really
sorry.
Tried
okay,
to
that,
explain
just don't visualize that
I really
just,
tried to
he did say it
I think
I thought
did
it was
wrong.
Pretty clear but
the
I'm,
hand holding
no
I would
our
cut
hand
that
we had
out.
Both hands and we would end up kind of with our feet touching as well.
I like the versatility of this. It feels like there's room for you guys to sort of have a fluid I guess like whether
like
it's gender
poly,
or something, it's like, but who's like, you know, who's where
oh,
the power is. Or
yeah.
It feels like there's room for both of you to take the lead at different times in that position.
Wet, dry leads of who's doing what.
So we've been talking about sitting on each other's laps.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the lap conversation. We've talked about it.
We discuss it and it is what you're talking about where it's like, we are in agreement. No one should have to always be, right? The one who gets sat on.
Unless it's Santa.
You could.
Santa the cunt? No, you said that.
Yeah.
So
you did say
you also
that.
Said Jesus pees for a very long time. It's very blasphemous.
Well.
So it's blasphemous to say, and like, I didn't want
to
jump in on this one. It was with
that...
my dad either. And like, you know, this is the last time we talked, basically, me and my dad. But like, so it's blasphemous to say that Jesus was possessed with like more abilities and powers than a normal man.
That's a compliment.
That's blasphemy.
They mean it as a compliment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. I feel like I'm sinking.
It doesn't feel like
and
you
imagine
did see it,
when
though.
He karate chopped it after, like, imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very gentle or strong. Who knows? Jesus could go both
ways. I feel like
Jesus'
whole touch was gentle and strong. Mm-hmm. Like that's the essence of his message was in the shake.
What I believe it would be a very slow, methodical karate chop that then upon impact could create a literal tidal wave.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like a Superman type thing, like where like the immense power, the potential.
A sonic boom.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's like summoning his power the whole time.
Yeah. Hiya, Dad. You know?
And he calls his penis that?
Well, no, God. But he's speaking to it. Yeah. I guess he could.
The father.
I guess he could.
What the lap sitting conversation we've had? Yes, we've talked about it.
Of course, we have to talk about it.
One of us has been pursuing a personal training regimen that has made sort of bottom area very sharp.
Mm.
And so that has, when we've sort of had this conversation, it causes problems for
Think about what's next, because obviously fashion, physical attractiveness, like all of these things move in these cycles, right? It's never one thing for very long. Yeah, you both know. We've seen enough trends
Everything
come and go.
Everything old is new again.
Yes.
And I want to say this was not intentional. It ended up in this. He's trying to make the best of it, but it was not something
but
that
we've
meant
seen
to
the
do.
the big bulbous right rear end that has been in fashion for a minute,
and he was trying, that's what he was trying to achieve.
Fine, but that's going to change.
Yes.
I promise you. Like, you know, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. Well, if you don't have the right shaped butt,
he did something wrong.
Also wait a little longer than 5 minutes it's been, but at some point me having some skin tight jeans where there's triangles poking out,
bony,
you know what I mean,
yeah,
from each cheek, that is going to be incredibly appealing, and the listeners' numbers will show that, and I am eager to demonstrate it. But you know, for now, so I don't want to lose it, like, because I'm being pressured from someone else who does the show to lose
what I was promised was a big bulbous cushion to either be on me or to provide the extra support when I am getting to do the sitting. And instead, what I have is two hurt legs or a ruined couch.
It's difficult to balance because I am either piercing the couch or like when I have something resting on me, obviously, you know, like, well, it's a bipod, isn't it? It's two stems, really. Mm-hmm. And so any amount of weight shift kind of sends me toppling over, and we're back in the same position we were when we were holding hands like this.
Can we get back into how does it correlate, the shift in culture towards skinny jeans and bony butts? You said one thing that confused me. You said the listener numbers are going to reflect this. Why is that going to send your podcast numbers booming if butts
you
get
are,
skinny?
You
see
are
the cameras.
Yeah. Gosh, I really thought.
It's just going to go viral because you're going to have the perfect butt for the moment.
Yeah. I mean, so right now people,
have
I think.
Not been in class. Been like a little hooky, it seems like.
Yeah, I need some after school tutoring students. But there's a there's a sort of saying in the industry, right, which is butt sells.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Patreon numbers currently are on the decline. And I believe that what our listeners are doing is kind of saving up and getting stronger for the moment when I can
premiere. I love when I see the numbers go down.
Very fashionable.
Because I know
they're
like
backing up to get a running start at breaking a new record. And that is so encouraging for me. And I'm going to be able to reward them because I will be recording. I'll put the mic behind the couch and I will be bent over the couch from the ass facing cam and talking from behind, and it'll be like a very visually satisfying and disorienting experience. You could probably take mushrooms with her parents and watch that show and experience kind of every emotion.
You've been trying to spin like a top too, but it doesn't. With two of them, it doesn't really work.
Yeah. No,
I like it.
I tried holding a really strong balloon on one side to like kind of have me
lift one side off the ground, but like the top doesn't spin on the side; it has to be pointing straight down.
And do you?
Well, I'm getting the formula right. I either am floating away, right, and then I need Hayes to catch me and pull me back down.
Yeah.
Or I'm just not lifted. But what were you gonna ask me?
Oh yeah. So is it a corset? Are you gonna sell what makes this new desirable shape? Is it like training, like corset training in the shape of a triangle?
Or is it surgical, or is it purely just workouts?
Or exercise.
Diet.
Oh, hang on a second.
Is
let
there
me
a lot of
give
merch?
Away the farm.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me just
well, you know.
Paywall that. Paywall
let me
that.
Just give away the farm.
Yeah. I mean, the second.
So, thank you for asking.
Half the damn farm.
I know. The first person who
think it is a like a device that he made and is just wearing. I don't think it is.
A device. Okay.
I think it's something that he pulls on.
Please, like, would a device make a loud clang every time I sat down?
So I don't know if you heard that when he first sat down, like it clangs, it rattles, like little, there's like little nuts and bolts like falling out of his pant calves.
Yeah,
and,
because like, my belt is busted, so you know, it's not like.
So I think he was trying, and also trying, because he said that he was doing this whole regimen to get the big bulbous bottom. But I think he was trying to do a shortcut on that and just make a device.
So often, right, when someone has a huge scientific breakthrough, it is a byproduct of what they were trying to do.
That's true.
You know,
true.
They're aiming, yeah. They're trying to make whatever it is.
And every. I read that Taylor Lorenz book about Extremely Online, about all the websites and everything, mm-hmm. social media. They were all trying to do something other than the thing they ended up servicing.
Were they all?
With. Yeah, they were
that was,
all.
And
like,
that was Taylor like Lautner.
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, yeah. No, but, that was his book. Yeah.
Oh, that was
like,
his book.
What's an example? Yeah.
Well, like an example is like Twitter was meant to just be, it was like little updates of things you were doing during the day. It was meant to just be the status update aspect of
Facebook.
And then journalists started using it and sharing it. Anyway, the point is that like you stumble onto the actual market need.
It was actually for
exactly.
So I was on there an early user of it, and it was actually to figure out where Shaq was and to be the first one to touch him.
Physically touch him.
Yes.
And Facebook first was grading girls on their looks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember that part?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You were luckily not. I mean that was mean.
It was mean to some people. It was kind to others.
But fun. That's what I mean, it is fun to grade. I mean, really fun. I would do it a lot.
It's like to objectify, like in either direction, to be like, oh, like this girl's hot or
just
whatever.
Be like, who's the
or be
four,
like, oh, this girl's ugly. Ugh. So I would just do all B's.
Kevin, put
just
this
a
down.
Solid.
They can
everyone
have
gets
that.
A, everyone gets a B.
You don't want
they,
that?
They can have that. Some of the stuff has been for us. You guys can have that. The grading girls
on their looks
part, like podcast segment. I think y'all should cover that just because, like, I think we've got a lot.
Yeah, we've taken a lot of stuff. Yeah. Kissing.
Well, now
hands,
I don't want it anymore.
Sitting on each other's
laps. I only want the things that you want.
Oh, okay.
Very competitive, jealous.
Is this how it is always?
It is
I
true.
Am competitive.
I'll tell you what.
I
like,
am competitive.
If it's time to like order food, it's like she just wants to know what I'm going to order before she orders because she knows she's just going to want to eat my food. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is part of, you are a competitive
I do have
human
that
being.
Envy. And even this morning you went, I didn't want to go to Pilates. You were going. I just am competitive with
him.
Yeah,
you can't.
I want
what
he.
You can't let this guy go to Pilates.
No way.
And I never would try psychedelics, but I'm like, I couldn't have let you have an experience that I didn't have. Mm-hmm. I didn't even want
to
try.
We had the same thing where whenever he wants to go to Pilates,
Yes.
I find out which way he's going. It's so stupid, I know. But I find out like what if he's taking a car, then I need to like take a plane or a helicopter to get so I get to Pilates first.
Mm-hmm. And right before me.
Right before him, and I'll be like stretched out on both machines. So like he can't.
Like, now I'm like hiding like yes. when I'm going to Pilates or I'm like lying about where I am all
you
the
have
time.
That good machine right yeah. by the window with the good
yeah
light.
And the one next to it yes. yeah
and he has both machines yeah. yeah it's a two machine
and so I'm straddling
shop, so.
At, like my I have one foot on each one and like both of the hand holding things from each machine in each and, hand
and talk about
just
this
ripping.
When we go to, and then afterwards we'll go to lunch or something, we're going to order food.
Yes.
And of course he wants to know what I'm going to get.
Yes.
And what I'll do is I won't tell him. I won't even look at the menu. And then I'll go, I'll say like, you know, right when the waiter comes, I'll go, hey, hey, hey. And then I'm like, look at him. And I'm looking at him with a mean face, right? And I go, watch this.
And I'm doing a
and
mean
then
face
I'll,
too.
Yeah. And then I'll order like, just like, dishwater mm-hmm. like something horrible like just like something that I know that he won't enjoy because I know he's gonna take it
and
you
I
know?
Then I have to eat it yes. I'm so competitive yes. I have to eat it
he
we both
eat
it, it.
Yeah we both eat it no I have to eat it too that's ordered, what I ordered yeah. You know what I mean it'd be humiliating because I'm a people pleaser at the end of the day you can feel that
it's very hard to manage these the, you know, the competitiveness, the long-term suspicion in these mm-hmm. relationships.
That's an adorable oh, moment. Yeah. I picture that in like a Little Rascals episode of just, I hate this dishwater.
I'm
like
so young, I just don't, yeah. yeah.
Every reference like, I have.
I don't know.
I am 82.
Yeah.
Remember when you were
cradle robber.
Remember when you were convinced I was trying to kill you? By
we had this so
this happens
is, yes
you do yours but we'll go next.
I was listening yeah. to a lot this of scary happen. Podcasts
and she I wasn't intervening while she was using tap water in the neti pot mm. you know to clean and
we're not hippies I tell you neti pot,
seasonal allergies
I don't
you know,
like
the Santa Ana ones.
I don't believe in all this like health foods. I mean, I just, not anymore.
The neti pot's not a health
right?
food. Right?
It's yeah,
fine. It's not
right?
a health
okay.
food.
So yeah. just rinses, don't get the wrong
no,
image.
No, I mean,
you shouldn't eat it at all.
But I've
yeah.
been using it for a year or so. And
it's
then
really
Ben
dangerous.
Said, you know, you're never supposed to use tap water because you can, it can.
The bacteria can go into your brain.
And meanwhile, mm-hmm. I wasn't using tap water, but mm-hmm. I just said, why are you saying
gotta
this
use orange
now?
Juice or something.
Are you
yeah.
doing a long, what's it called? Like
a long game.
Watching me use the unfiltered water.
Crossing my fingers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Going perhaps mm-hmm.
This is
the
actually the most common cause and methodology of murder in the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's booming.
Standing by quietly.
They can never mm-hmm. tell. Like they could never say someone did that to
yes.
you. That wasn't.
And it's always
it's
the spouse.
So hard to prove.
It's always the spouse mm-hmm. who is watching them use the neti pot with tap water aside, pouring it into mm-hmm. their brain.
It's just like, how could you let me do that all these years? You don't care about me.
I was on a murder trial, a jury. I got called in for jury duty, and the whole trial, we were just watching like Nest Cam footage of a husband mm-hmm. in a living room just watching his wife use the neti pot. He's just rubbing his hands together, so
that
pleased,
tap water.
You know? Because she, yeah, you'd hear the tap running, and then
so
you'd
we
hear
had
some
a,
sputtering.
A kind of a similar thing. So I
really close.
My. Problems go beyond what the neti pot can address. So I need to step it. I need yeah. to the next level of the neti pot.
He puts a Theragun up there.
I have a Theragun.
Just as like to warm it up.
It's
yeah.
like a Theragun. Yeah. So I have to Theragun my nose first. And then I have like a attachment that goes at the end of a garden hose. And I just nestle that like mm-hmm. straight up against my nose. So like nothing can escape. And like everything is just like flushing straight into my brain.
So cool. You're so
yes.
cool. Ooh.
Yes.
Well, that tone will just about do it for me. So you get to rank girls and we'll talk about all the couple stuff. And that is another successful episode of the podcast. Goodbye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.